Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Minister Andre. I am your host for this morning. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Giving honor and praise to God who's ahead of my life as I stand, to my wife, Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark, Pastor Lenore Clark, all the pastors, all the ministers, all the prayer leads, all the hosts on the line. We welcome you in the name of Jesus, especially those that are joining us for the first time. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. This is our Thursday morning, 8 a.m. prayer line service, where we come together to lift up and magnify the name of the Lord. And we thank him for all that he's doing for us in our lives. Woke us up one more day, giving us another opportunity to get it right. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. At this time, we're going to move right into our first prayer lead. And if they're on the line, Minister Bronson, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Good to have you
Praise
back on
the
line.
Lord, Minister Bronson. Go right ahead. Let God use you.
Amen. Glory to God. Grateful for the opportunity to pray for protection against injustice. My verse is Psalm 7, verse 9. Well, yeah, and I also read a bit of Psalm 37 because it had some correlating themes. I want to make sure we get to the bottom of this topic on this morning. Oh, Lord, my God, in you I have taken refuge. Save me from all those who pursue me and rescue me. For he will tear my soul like a lion, dragging me away while there is no one to rescue me. Oh, Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there is injustice in my hands, if I have done evil to my friend or have plundered my enemy for no reason, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it, and let him trample my life to the ground and lay my glory in the dust. Arise, Lord, in your anger. Raise yourself against the rage of my enemies and stir yourself for me. You have ordered judgment. Let the assembly of the people encompass you and return on high over it. The Lord judges the people. Vindicate me, Lord, according to my righteousness and my integrity that is in me. And this is the main verse. Please let the evil of the wicked or the wicked of please let the evil of the wicked come to an end. But establish the justice, establish the righteous, for the righteous God puts hearts and minds to the test. Once again, please let the evil of the wicked come to an end, but establish the righteous, for the righteous God puts hearts and minds to the test. Now for Psalm 37. There we go. Do not get upset because of evildoers. Or according to the King James, fret not yourself because of evildoers. Do not be envious of wrongdoers. They will wither quickly like the grass and decay like the green plants. Trust in the Lord and do good. Live in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it. He will bring out your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not get upset because of one who is successful in his way, because of the person who carries out wicked schemes. Cease from anger and abandon wrath. Do not get upset. It leads only to evil doing. For evildoers will be eliminated, For those who wait on the Lord, they will inherit the land. Main differences between these Psalms, then in 7, it says, if I've done anything wrong, if I fought my enemy for no reason, punish me. He is actively fighting an enemy while waiting for God to deliver him. But in Psalm 37, completely different. I believe it's our stand, where it says we should trust in the Lord and do good. We should live in the land and cultivate faithfulness. We should be delighting ourselves in the Lord. And in that, he answers our prayers. He gives us the desires of our hearts. We should commit our way to the Lord and trust in him. The posture is different. In Psalm 7, it's a warrior asking to be rescued. In Psalm 37, it's a disciple waiting for God to show himself strong. Let's pray about this topic, prayer for protection against injustice. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We honor you. We thank you for another opportunity to come to you corporately, to pray about the things we've prayed about privately. Heavenly Father, we have seen injustice on the streets, in our families, in the news. We see people who seem to be successful at doing wrong, successful in taking advantage of people, successful in marginalizing people. But in the midst of all of that, we will trust in you and we will do good. Heavenly Father, according to Psalm 3, the writer said, many there be that increase that trouble me. Many there be that rise up against me. Many there be that say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. We thank you that the troubles of this world cannot penetrate the light that you are in us. We thank you that the troubles of this world will never replace the assignment that you've placed us on while we are here. Help us to commit our ways to you. Help us to trust in you. Help us to rest in you and to wait patiently for you. We don't want our worries or our anxieties to choke out the word that you're preaching to us through daily bread and through the prayer lines and through evening sacrifice. Instead, allow it to take root. Allow the fruit to be born of Christians that trust you no matter what. Christians that move intelligently, correctly, and prophetically throughout this world, even though injustices arise every single day. Lord, I thank you because you are with us. We do not have to be victims. We don't have to become victims of our circumstances, victims of our past. Instead, we trust and believe that you are fighting for us and fighting with us. Father, thank you for ordaining, establishing, and ordering our steps. Jesus, we thank you for shedding your blood so that our past won't keep us from a preferred future. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're moaning and groaning inside of us, and you're empowering us to do the will of the Father. Right now, we come to understand, we recognize that all of heaven is on our side. All of heaven favors us. We have the protection that we need from injustice, and we have the favor that we need in order to overcome. we shall indeed overcome as believers, as people, because we know that the time of the evildoer will be cut off. They will wither away like grass. We will not become envious of the people who seem to be in power right now. Because the reality is, if they haven't built their lives on the rock, they will fall in the sand. We will not be envious of people who go their own way, who aren't on the straight and narrow. We will not be envious of people who lie, cheat, and steal, who do backroom deals in order to gain wealth and gain power. We come to understand that what you have established forever. We thank you that we get to be king's kids, that we get to be peculiar people, a chosen generation, more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, ones that always triumph in Christ Jesus. We have no reason to fear. We have no reason to fret. We have no reason to be envious. The psalmist says, I once was young, and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor see begging for bread. You will rescue us. You will save us. You will help us. You will deliver us. You will set us free as we continue to commit our ways to you and do good, as we continue to trust in you, as we continue to delight in you, as we continue to rest in you, as we continue to patiently wait for you. You will do what's on our best behalf, what's in our best interest. We believe it right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray and thank you. Amen. I now pass the prayer line back to the prayer lead.
Amen, 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 Minister Bronson. Thank you for your prayer on injustice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let that word take root in us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, I want to put an end to all the evil that's in the world. In the name of Jesus, we must trust in the Lord, standing on Jesus. Can you hear me now? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Hallelujah. This is Minister Andre Jeffries. For those that are just joining us, that was Minister Bronson, our first prayer lead. He has taught us and prayed on against injustice from Psalms 7. Verse 9 was this key verse. We're going to move right on into our next prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Barry. Minister Barry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Go ahead, sir, and let God use you. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. My name is Barry Johnson. I come to you from Lincoln Heights, Ohio, and I thank you for the opportunity to pray with all of you. This morning, my prayer topic is on God's favor in business. This is based on Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. May we bow our heads and hold hands. Father God, we come before you today in humble adoration, lifting our voices in praise to the one who holds the heavens and the earth in his hands. Dear God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who establishes the work of our hands and blesses the labor of our hearts. Lord, in your word, in Deuteronomy 28, verse 12, declares, the Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Today, dear God, we stand on this promise, seeking your divine favor upon our businesses, our work, and all that you have entrusted to us. Lord, you are the God of provision, the God of abundance, and the God of supernatural increase. We acknowledge that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We declare that our businesses, our careers, and our financial endeavors are dedicated to you, and we ask that you bless them abundantly. Let our business not be built on worldly wisdom alone, but on the wisdom that comes from you. Wisdom that brings success, prosperity, and sustainability. Dear God, we ask for your divine connections and strategic partnerships. Bring the right people into our lives and into our paths who will help advance our vision and mission. Father, remove any unfruitful relationships or alliances that do not align with your will. Dear God, let our business be a testimony of your faithfulness, that those who see it will know that it is not by our own strength, by your mighty hand, that success has come. Heavenly Father, we pray for creativity, innovation, and excellence. Just as you anointed Bezalel in Exodus 31 with wisdom, understanding, and skill to craft the tabernacle, anoint us with divine ideas that will set our business apart. Let our products, services, and work be marked by a level of excellence that brings glory to your name. Father, help us to be good stewards of the resources you have given us, managing our finances, employees, and operations with integrity, diligence, and righteousness. Dear God, we pray for supernatural provision and overflow. Lord, open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon our business, our clients, our finances, and our households, as our efforts to be fruitful and multiply beyond our expectations. Let our business be a storehouse of blessings for others, so that we may lend and not borrow, give and not lack, bless and not withhold. Let our storehouses be filled and our vats overflow with new wine. Lord, we declare that our business will not be shaken by economic downturns, market instabilities, or financial struggles. For your word declares in Psalms 1 verse 3, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Dear God, we decree that our business is planted in good soil, rooted in your promises, and nourished by your favor. Even in times of drought, we will flourish because of our provision comes from you. not from the world. We depend on you, God. Father, we bind every form of hindrance and opposition that seeks to block the success of our business. We cancel every plan of the enemy who wishes to bring failure, loss, or discouragement to all of us. Dear God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn. Every spirit of limitation, stagnation, and delay is broken. In Jesus' name, we walk in divine acceleration, moving forward in the plans and purposes you have set for us. Dear God, we pray for favor with clients, customers, investors, and partners. Let our business attract those who will appreciate and support our mission and our vision. Let our name be spoken in rooms we have not yet entered. Open doors of opportunity that no man can shut. Keep us out of. Guide us to the right places at the right time. Give us discernment to recognize divine appointments and the courage to walk boldly into them. Dear God, we pray for wisdom and understanding to make sound decisions. Keep us from making choices that lead to financial distress or unwise investments. Teach us patience and endurance that we may wait upon you for direction instead of rushing ahead on our own. Father, let our steps be ordered by you, for your words says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Dear God, direct our business path. Lord, lead us to success that is aligned with your will. Father, we surrender our fears, anxieties, and worries to you. We know that success comes not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. Let our confidence not be in our own abilities, but in your limitless power. Dear God, teach us to trust you even when we don't see the full picture, knowing that you are working behind the scenes for our good. We ask that you bless our employees, colleagues, and team members. Let our work environment be one of unity, peace, and productivity. Father, remove strife, division, and confusion. Let us work together with integrity and honor. Bless the work of their hands, that as they labor with us, they too may experience the fruits of prosperity. Lord, we also pray for our competitors and fellow business owners. May they too find success and favor in their endeavors. Let our business stand out, not by tearing down others, but by being a light in the marketplace, offering quality, excellence, and service that reflects your goodness. Let our business be a beacon of honesty, generosity, and faith. God, we thank you in advance for the breakthroughs, opportunities, and promotions that are coming. We thank you for supernatural contracts, divine deals, and unexpected blessings. We thank you that our business will be a testimony of your faithfulness. Dear God, we thank you that you are enlarging and expanding our territory, expanding our influence, and making us lenders and not borrowers. We declare and decree that our business is blessed. Our finances are blessed. Our customers and clients are blessed. Everything we touch, dear God, prospers in the name of Jesus. We receive divine wisdom, divine strategies, and divine acceleration. We walk in faith, knowing that you are our provider, our guide, and our sustainer. Father, we seal this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, believing that your favor is upon us, your blessings are before us, and your hand is guiding us. We step boldly into our destiny with confidence, knowing that you are with us every step of the way. Mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you for the opportunity to pray for all of us who have our businesses, our side hustles, or whatever you want to call it, because it's necessary for our success. For those of you all that have to leave for the day, you have a pleasant day, and may always peace be with you. I will now turn it back over to our prayer leader.
Thank you, Minister Barry, praying on God's favor on our businesses. Well prayed, well directed, well received in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your labor and your prayers for us and our businesses. Make me want to go and get a business right now to receive that blessing that you put on us. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Well, we're getting at our halfway point. God is good. The believer's declaration reads, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. I'd like to thank everybody that was praying for me and my wife while we were going through our grieving period and my sickness that I was dealing with. I'm not fully recovered yet, but we're getting there. We're getting there in the name of Jesus. And I just want to thank you so much. I felt your prayers. They were well received by me. Thank you, Jesus. Well, if some of y'all may have to leave at this time, we're asking if you can sow a seed. You can do that at Bishop Eric Clark. That's the Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. Or you can also give at Text to Give. That's GIVE 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org. You can give your offering there, upload your 1 minute GPS, put your prayer request in there. We are praying for those that are on our prayer list on a continuing basis. So put in your prayer request there in the name of Jesus. All right, at this time, we're going to move right into our next prayer lead. That will be our own Pastor T. Buckner. Pastor T., are you ready?
Yes, grace and peace be unto you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you all for being with us. Thank you, Minister Bronson. Always good to hear you. Always good to hear you, Minister Berry. Good to hear you also today. Sir, you said something about your business. Kind of stuck with me because when I first got my little, I have a side business along with the job, but when I first got my business, I didn't tithe on my business. I said, well, I tithe on the check. And God spoke to me, tithe on all that come in. So I started tithing on the business, and the business just took off. It just took off. And to still tithing on the business, the business isn't like it was back in the day, but still, 10% belong to God. I want God to bless my business. So I put seed on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm giving you something right now, people of God. Put seed on your business, and God will flourish it. 10%, every 10% belong to God. Don't struggle with it. Don't wrestle with it. Just trust it. And it takes some time, I understand, but God's going to bless you. Amen. Minister Andre, good to hear your voice. We've been praying for you. Of course, you and your family, I'm praying for you, and you get total healing today, total healing. Slow down, get your little rest, get your medicine in you, but come on back stronger than ever in the mighty name of Jesus. God has been good. He's been good all week. He's been good all month. He's been good all year. I'm just excited about the things of God. This is my season coming up. Oh, and I'm very grateful and honored because I know that God did it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to get me a poster and a big old sign say God did it. Hallelujah. God did it. I'm going to be coming out of Luke. Hallelujah. Ooh, God did it. Luke 18. My God, talking about prayer this morning. I've been talking about prayer all week. It's good. His men ought to always pray. The men are praying this morning. Hallelujah. It's nothing like it when the sisters get together and pray. Oh, but something happens when the men get together and pray. Hallelujah. In a corporate setting, is something going on when the men get ready to pray. Praying for all our loved ones that are on the prayer list today. Praying for them for total healing, that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. He's not slack concerning his promises. Praying for Brother Bernard for total healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Praying for Denise Damons. Praying for Sister Rachel. Praying all these individuals that are on this list that God would cover them with a special blessing. Sister Kim this morning, who has a surgery, special blessings upon them today. God will cover Linda James, Roberta, Mercedes, Monsella, LaTanya. Cover them with the special blessing. The blood of Christ be smeared upon their life and their family's life. Not just them, but their family too. We praying for their family members. We might not know all their names, but God sees their heart. This morning, God's going to touch them with a special touch this morning. Mother Goodman and Rosemary Peterson and Brother Kraft and Sister Izzy and Rosie George. Special blessings and coverings upon the people of God today. Total healing. My God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you in advance for what you're about to do with this prayer list, Lord. We thank you and we appreciate you. In Luke, the gospel according to Luke, and it's a wonderful story. I've said this many times, but round about verse 9, I believe, he said, Jesus begins to tell a parable of two men who prayed. Now, the parable is the way he wants to illustrate a story in a more common way. He wants to tell you a story about two men who came to the temple and they prayed. Then Jesus told this story to some who had great confidence in their own righteousness and scorned everyone else. The two men went to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other one a despised tax collector. Now, back in this day, tax collectors, you know, they was doing taxes and they was skimming a little money off the top. You know, that was their practice back then. And but this tax collector, watch this, he said, the Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer. I thank you, God, that I am not like a sinner, like everyone else, for I don't cheat and I don't sin and I don't commit adultery. I'm certainly not like this tax collector, because you already know he's skimming some money off the top, Lord. You know what I'm saying? Then he said, I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of my income. Well, that's good, sir. That's good. And then he said, but the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, saying, O God, be merciful unto me, for I am a sinner. I tell you that this sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. It's always, I ask the people of God, please, it's always good to come to the Lord, to the throne, in prayer with a humble heart. Not coming as the Pharisee with pride and thinking that you're better than. Last I checked in Romans, it said all have sinned. So we all in a position where we need God all the time. And we're not better than our neighbor, than our brother, than our sister. We're not better than no one. We need God. We come to him with a humble heart, asking him to forgive us of all our sins, to wash us thoroughly in the blood of Jesus. Give us a clean and a new heart. That is our prayer when we come to the throne. We're not coming talking about what somebody else did, coming thinking that we're better than. No, because we're not. We come with the spirit of love and gratitude. Oh, God, you've been good and you're kind. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this time of prayer. We thank you that you have given us the opportunity to come and pray, to give our petitions to God. And when we come with a humble heart, my God, we understand that pride is a thing of the enemy. We humble ourselves because we know that God can and he will do what he said he will do in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all the many blessings, the many prayers that go out for us. Me personally, thanking you for praying for me and my family, my grandchildren. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because it's much needed. I've seen with my own eyes, my God, God turn situations around in the mighty name. He's making a believer out of me every day. Every day I talk to the Father, he's doing something exciting in my life. He's doing something. He's drawing me closer. He's drawing me closer. Though I go through trials and tribulations, I always see God. I see God in it. I see God in the trouble. Even in the trouble, he's trying to teach me a lesson. My God, in the name of Jesus, and I thank him. I thank you, O Lord, for Minister Bronson praying this morning. I thank you for Minister Barry praying this morning. I thank you for Minister Andre praying this morning. I thank you for all the men in the Body of Christ Assembly. I thank you for all the men across this land, all our co-laborers in Christ Jesus. I thank you for them. I ask God you give them the desires of their heart this morning, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless their families. Bless their loved ones. Bless the unsaved loved ones. send somebody there to pray for them. Oh, we, God, we thank you. We thank you. We plant seeds today, Lord, and we ask, God, that someone come water that seed of potential. My God, when we know, God, that you will give increase in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We're very honored to be in the position to call on your name, God. Your wonderful counselor, mighty God, in the mighty Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for this opportunity in the name of Jesus. Praying for all our children across the land that they will be safe. My God, that they have a hedge of protection around them. No hurt, harm, or danger will come to them in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak it and declare it this day. In this day, we pray it. We decree it. We believe it, God, and we stand on your promises in the mighty name of Jesus. All those who are believing God for increase in their finances, it will come this day. We believe it. We believe it. We believe that you will bring 10% to the storehouse. Hallelujah. We believe it and give us sacrificial offering. We believe it. We believe it. We stand on it. We have faith in it in Jesus' mighty name. And we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you right now in the name of Jesus for all your brothers and your sisters across the land. Let them be blessed today. Let them be touched with the prayer today. In Jesus' name, touch their heart. Touch their heart. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said amen and amen. People of God, we love you. We love you. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop doing what you're doing. Don't stop calling on the name of Jesus. Don't stop praying. Keep interceding for your brother and your sister. Keep that burden. Pray one for another. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said amen and amen.
Amen, 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 Pastor Terry Buckner. Thank you for praying, interceding for the church family, for our mothers, for our brothers, for our children. We thank you for your prayer. We thank you so much for being in your place in the name of Jesus. If anyone is interested in leading our prayer, or being a host on the prayer line, you can contact Pastor Lenora at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're coming to the end of our prayer service. Bishop Clark will be coming on at 9 o'clock. If you can get him live, tune in at 9 o'clock. Good word. Can you hear me now? Don't eat out of the garbage. Good stuff. Good stuff in the name of Jesus. Tune him in. Get fed this morning. Get the word of God on the inside of you. Thank you, Brother Minister Bronson, for your prayer, telling us to trust in the Lord. Minister Berry, speaking divine connection, divine ideals. Let the storehouse be a blessing to others. We thank you for your favor, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus. And we also thank our own Pastor Terry Buckner for all of his prayer and intercession for the church as a whole. I am Minister Andre, and I'm your last prayer lead. And I'll be coming from the book of Revelations. Thank you, Jesus. The 4th chapter. Verses 1 and 2, and it reads, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit. Beheld, the throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctified in the hearts and mind of all those that believe. Historical background, John reports that he saw his vision and was told to write them down while he was on the Isle of Patmos. Patmos is a small, barren, rocky island in the Aegean Sea, about 60 miles from Ephesus. The book of Revelation was probably written near the end of the reign of the Emperor Domitian. John had been exiled to Patmos for preaching the gospel. How many times have we been exiled for preaching the gospel where we are ostracized by people that we come in contact with? It ain't a good feeling, but we get through it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The book appears to be directed primarily towards believers in order to encourage them and exhort them. But the message for unbelievers can be detected as well. The theme of Revelations is the revelation of the person and prophetic program of Jesus Christ. A number of purposes can be detected in this book. Here are two. First, it was written to encourage believers to endure persecution and to persevere through suffering, knowing that the victory of Christ over the world and the devil is guaranteed and certain. Second, the book was written to show all the prophecies focused on Jesus Christ, his purpose, and his program for the world. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus. We know that you are coming again. Lord, we know that you are to receive your church and take us home. And we thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Lord, we know we are living in the end time events. Lord, we thank you for this transitional period. Lord, we know that we are preparing, that you are preparing us for what is about to take place in the future. Lord, help us to move immediately in your spirit. Lord, help us to move immediately to repentance. Lord, help us to move in the area of forgiveness, Lord. Lord, help us to move immediately in the area of love and kindness. Lord, help us to move immediately in the areas of our givings, Lord. Lord, help us to move immediately in the interventions to come up higher in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we are praying that our hearts be not burdened. Lord, we pray for your insight and your comfort. Lord, we see and hear the signs of your coming. Help us to be ready and to receive you when you come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, we are invoking you and your presence this morning. We are praying for every sin-sick sinner, sin-sick soul to be saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your anointing, power, and your word reign in our hearts. Transform our hearts, Lord. Give us the mind of Christ. Deliver us from the world. Break every stronghold. Break every yoke. Magnify your love in our hearts, Lord. Lord, train us in the way we should go. Don't let us be men of pleasure, but men, let us please you. Help us to overcome our own persecutions, Lord. Lord, help us to get in line with your word. Help us to know that you are with us. Lord, give us a mind to fast and pray. Lord, increase our faith today, Lord. Give us the willingness to fight, Jesus. Lord, bind your church together. Help us to hear your voice in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, change us from the inside out. Open our eyes of our understanding, Lord. We are praying, Lord Jesus, that we can come and to enter into your peace, Lord. We are praying, Lord Jesus, for those that are being persecuted all over the world, Lord. Those that are being killed in other countries, Lord. Help them, Lord Jesus, to overcome, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord Jesus, that your spirit transport us where we need to go, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to obey your instructions, Lord. Help us to be strong, Lord Jesus, in the power of your might, Lord. We love you this morning, Lord Jesus. Help us to come up closer to you, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to draw near to you, Lord, as time is getting short, Lord Jesus. Take out pride in us, Lord. Take out self-centeredness in us, Lord Jesus. Lord, help us to worship you in our obedience this morning, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit fall fresh on us, Lord. We need an infusion, Lord Jesus, of your power and your spirit, Lord Jesus. Help us to go forth, Lord Jesus, in your name, Lord, in our neighborhoods, Lord Jesus. Those are in our businesses, Lord, those that we come in contact with, Lord. We need your strength, Lord Jesus. Lead and guide us, Lord Jesus. Lord, hold back the hand of the adversary, Lord. Encamp your angels of protection around us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray that it be done. Lord, look down on Pastor Lenore. Help her, Lord, as she supports our bishop, Lord, in all of his endeavors, Lord. Give him the strength, the insight, the willingness, the tenacity that he needs, Lord, to move the church forward. In your name, Lord, let your will be done, Lord. Help us to overcome, Lord, the adversities that are in our lives, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to stay in your word, Lord. Help us to stay in prayer, Lord Jesus. Help us to continually call on your name. Lord, we ask for souls to be saved today, Lord Jesus. Help us to plant good seeds somewhere, Lord. Help us to tell somebody about your saving grace. In the name of Jesus, I pray. We praise you this morning, Lord Jesus. We lift up your name this morning, Lord. We're waiting for you to return, Lord Jesus. Have your way in our lives, Lord Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We can't do nothing without you, Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus. Give us a hunger and a thirst after you, Lord. Help us to stay focused, Lord Jesus, on the task at hand, Lord. Help us to give our GPS. Help us to give our testimonies, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to do the work, Lord, that you've called us to do. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You, bless your name. Bless your name.
Yes, yes, yes.
We love you, Lord.
Bless your name,
have
Lord.
Your way, Jesus. Thank
have
you.
Way, Jesus. Thank
we
you.
Praise you this morning, Lord.
I'll glorify
we
you,
lift
Lord.
You up, Jesus.
Worship
yes.
And
thank you, Lord.
Yes. We magnify
glory
you.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you for
thank
the victory today.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, everyone. Don't forget to turn on Bishop at 9 o'clock. He'll be coming at you this morning with a fresh rhema word in the name of Jesus. God bless everyone. Have a great day.
God bless you too, Mr. Andre.
Amen, Minister Andre.
Amen.